Divrei Torah this evening should be in the schus of Dr. Leon Gerstein. I want to thank Hindi and Dr. Yitzchak generously sponsoring the shiur this evening. Al Eloi Nishmas, his dear father, Moshe Aryeh ben Yonasan, Halav HaSholem, Leilig HaNeshama, Shemizocha, to a tremendous continuous Aliyas and Neshama, and Gan Eden Shamayla Mechoyel Lechoyel Emet HaShem. Siyata Dishmai to share with you a beautiful remez. This is Rav Aaron Pessin's Gevaldige Sefer Limtzo Cheshbon. And in this week's Parshas B'Shalach, he takes us to the Pasuk regarding the mon that reads as follows. Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Hineni Mamtir Lachem Lechem in Hashemayim. I'm going to rain down the food that's going to come from the heavens above. As we pointed out in the past, we know that all the languages emanate from Lashon HaKodesh. The Yen of Parshas Noach, we know that the nations dispersed, all the Shivim Lashonos, all have the origins in Lashon HaKodesh. Not coincidentally, everything in the world of Gashmius is Noveya from the Geshem. Hence, Geshem is Gimel Shin Mem, Gematria 343, which is 7 times 7, 49 times 7, the Ainu Chazok of sevens. When you have a Shlemus of the number 7, that itself highlights the Musig of Shlemus. 7 times 7 times 7 is 49 times 7, 343, Gematria Geshem, all of the Geshem. That's why it's called Gashmius, the world of the mundane, the physical, the material. It's all called the world of Gashmius. It all comes from the Geshem, all about the number 7. What's another name for Geshem? It's the Matar. Everything in the world generically is labeled what? Matter. Ever wonder why is it all called matter? L'charetz Poshin. Matter, Matar, everything in the world in Gashmius Gashmi comes from the Geshem. All of matter comes from the Matar. It all comes from the rains above. And thus we have to know that even our food, our bread, Adainu, our parnosa, it all comes from what? Hineni mamtir lachem lachem in Shemayim. It's coming from the heavens above. You're getting your lachem in the Shemayim. You're getting it to mamish from the Shemayim. We discussed in the Otsar Plosa Torah in years past. Big machokis, what's the brocha that one recites when eating them on? After all, do you make the brocha on the steak, on the fish and chips, on the pizza, whatever you're thinking about? That itself is totally in a machokis. Tesis Hasholim and others, whether it actually took on the form, the shape, and the fashion. So is that the kovei of the bracha? Or do we paskin the Ramami Pano and Asura Mamamas and Maimer Chikardin, who says, no, the bracha is Hamotzi Lechem in Hashemayim. That is what the mon is. The Torah defines it as Lechem in Hashemayim. Hence, the bracha is not Motzi Lechem in Haaretz. It's rather Motzi Lechem in Hashemayim. So this is our bread, our parnos, our sustenance coming from the Shemayim above. Now, coincidentally, the rites, the Sefer Limtzo Cheshbon. So let's go find the Cheshbon. Hashemayim is Gematria 395, and so is Parnosa, Gematria 395. Where's your Parnosa coming from? You think, Kochi Botsim Yodi, your Parnosa is coming, Min HaShemayim, all the Lechem in the world. It's coming, Min HaShemayim, HaShemayim 395, Parnosa 395. But what? Adds Rav Pessin as follows. If you take the word lechem, lechem is lamen ches mem, gematria 78. And that we discussed in the past, the siddur there, Rizal. Why do we dip the bread into salt? We know the Beis Yosef Kotze Shemuli Yaleka. We have two different reasons why to have salt on the table. So we might have reasons why to have salt on the table, but why do I bedavka have to dip my bread into salt? So the Magen Avraham cites the shlot to be moptic the gevuras, to sweeten up the gevuras. How are we sweetening up the gevuras? Writes there, Rizal in the siddur, because lechem is gematria 78. And by the way, lechem is lashon lochem. Belligerence, mochama, lechem, lochem, doesn't sound very good. But when you dip it into salt, the melach, interestingly enough, melach, mem, lam, and ches, the same osios as lechem, but inverted, the hainu osios afuchas. How do we switch it around? By dipping the lechem into melach, we're mahapich the lechem into what? Melach is gematria 78, lechem is gematria 78. What 78? Havaya, 26 times 3. You dip the bread into salt 3 times, right? The Arizal, take your lechem, lochem, mochama, belligerence, dip it into the soul, and you'll have what? A chazaka of Yurke Vovke, Midas Arachamin. 26 times 3 is 78, and that'll turn Lochem into what? Inverted letters. What are the Yosef Safuchas? Mochel, or how about Chamol? Chamol Amasecha. To have Rachmanis and Mochel to be Mochel one another, how do you switch Lechem into Mochel into Chamol? By dipping it into Melach, Osen Osios, the very same letters, dip it in 3 times, that's Gemara 78. But 78 times 5 is 390. What's the idea? Why times 5? Right, so Cheshbon, Harevis to the Chamishukum Shei Taira, the Lechem in the Shemayim, B'schusam, it's B'schus the Taira that we have, the Parnasa, Gemara Navot Azor, Yetzesam and Aleph, Ka'osik B'Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Osolo Chafatzev, if you're Osik B'Torah, Hashem is going to take care of everything for you. If you're learning the Shema, Brachas, Lam, and Hamad Beis, the guy will take care of Hashem, your Parnasa is going to come in the Shemayim. So Mamela Lechem, if you have the Lechem, times five, can I get the Chamishukum Shei Taira, the yields 390. To tell you what, Kolosiv Gatora, Hakurshu Vosla Chavatz, Kolosiv Gatora, Nechosim Atzlichano, Amelo. That's the remez, the five times the lechem, that's 390. With the five, Chamisha Chum Shei Taira, that's your 395. You have your Parnasa, Obeschus the Taira, and that's why Mishnah is Gematria 395. Mishnah, Shamayim Parnasa 395. Veschus Alima Namashnayas, you'll be Zokar Parnasa, which is all going to come in a Shamayim. Now, what's interesting, why do we call it the Mon? So we know you read the Pesukim Lo Yodomanu. It's a big discussion. How you know it's a plus? A Taira, is it an Egyptian word? Is it a Hebrew word? Either way, it's fascinating. We're calling something by a name that's expressing what? We have no idea what it is. So what's the beer in that? How do you understand that? What is it? Well, we have no idea. What do you mean you have no idea? Well, I didn't decide yet. Maybe I'm going to want steak for dinner tonight. Maybe I'm going to want pizza, fish and chips. Maybe I'm going to want some lasagna, some fettuccine alfredo. I don't know what I want. So that's the name of it. That's the essence. It can't be that's the essence. So what's shot? We're naming them on because I don't know what it is. What type of name is that? I thought the whole Indian of a name, Brokos Dauzayin means we no longer Shemagar, is that the whole Tavkin of a name, Guven is to tell me what it is. That's why we explained. Noach names his most choshev his son Shay. We said, what's pshat in the name Shay? Akilu, it's like Abner Costello, who's on first. What's his name? What's your name, sir? Shay. What is your Shay? No, it's Shay. We're not getting anywhere. What in the world is name? Teretz is what? Name is the essence. That is what Shay is. He's a person of the essence. Shay, Chedush Erim Shah. There you are. I can find you in your name. Reverse. Shom, your tafkid, your place in the world is certainly alluded to in the context of your name. You're not a goof, you're Neshama, Baal Shem Tov, Panini HaChasidus. Take the word Neshama. What's the shame, the essence, the internal letters of the Neshama? Shin Mem, shame. That's the essence of Neshama. That's the name. See, here I have the Mon. The essence of the Mon is I have no idea what it is. What? Kasha number two. Who gives us the Mon? Let's go to Tainis, Taftesim and Aleph. Vischus the Gimel Parnasse Hador. Interesting. Moshe Aaron and Miriam called Gimel Parnasse Hador, which, by the way, is Gematria 510. What did they give us respectively? Vischus Moshe, we got the Mon. Vischus Aaron, we got the Anana covered. Vischus Miriam, we got the Be'er. Interesting. Add up Be'er with Anana covered Mon. It's Gematria 510. Gematria Gimel Parnasse Hador. Lefiani is 90. And the merit of the three Parnasse Hador, they were Mepharnisas with the Mon, with the Lechem. That was the Mon. Lechem Shemalachi Yashuris. So Chamo Yumayin Hey, and then we have the Be'er Shemiriam, we have the Mayim, and then we have Ananiya Kovet. So we have Eschus Moshe Rabbeinu the Mon. That's Eschus Moshe Rabbeinu. I would say Moshe Rabbeinu should be a double Ruchni. What's doesn't make any sense. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Mon, and Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Rabbeinu. He's a Rebbe because he brought us down the Torah. What's Mshat? So you'll say Poshud. Well, saving the Torah, so he went up to Shemayim and brought the Torah from Shemayim down to this world. He went up to Shemayim and brought the Mon, which is Lecha Mina Shemayim, and he brought it down. The only one who could bring it down is someone who's living in Shemayim. The only one who's living in Shemayim. I my Eros Kisis Kona for the Malachi Asharis and Shabbos Mechazes. What's man doing up here in our world? Pepe Adam Moshe is out to pour many money. He's in that world, but there's got to be something deeper. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu the Mon? Not only that, but let's take a closer look at the word Mon. How do we form it? Two letters, very simple. Let's juxtapose a Mem and a Nun. Hey, they come together anyway in the Aleph base. Let's bring them together. We don't know what it is. Let's bring together a Mem and a Nun. What's the Bir HaDavar? Writes Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chover, Tamar Ramanachan Meshklov in his introduction. Poseach Yat is Perish Yad Mitzrayim and the Gullus of Pesach. Says, you know why we call it the Mon? Because when we Mizochet to the Mon, only as we left Mitzrayim and we journeyed to Mount Tatarah, which is the topless, the culmination of the whole Etzim. Yitzias Yitzayim. The Gula was only complete after Kriyas Yamsuf, when we stood at the Pimat of Sinai, Mount the Taira. Then we're talking about the Shlemus Agula. And Lo Nina Taira Ela Lo Chleamon. And it goes hand in hand. Why does it go hand in hand? Zokta V'Yitzchak Eisachover. Amon is Memen and Nun. What's Memen and Nun? Well, it was 50 days between Pesach and Shavuos, between Yitzias Yitzayim and Maimon HaSinai. 50 days. That's the Nun. And we didn't get the Torah until Moshe Rabbeinu was at the top of our Sinai for 40 days. So what's the essence of the Mon? the essence of the month is the combination of the 50 days from the Yetziah from Mitzrayim until we got to Har Sinai, and the Moshe Rabbeinu is on the top of the mountain for 40 days, then we got the Torah. So what shaykes to the month? What is Shalom in the Torah? Elolocheimon, why is that? This is our Gashmias and this is our Rukrias. L'chor, there's no shaykes. This is a Dabar Gashmi, a Dabar Fizi, and this, yes, it's a Ziva Shchinish and his Gashim, the Ramban, Rav Tzedek HaKohen, but L'maisa, this is our food, our bread and butter, and this is our Rukrias, Dikin Nur. Teretz is what? Hagufa. You know what the mon is? The mon is like Rav Yitzchak Eisenhower. The essence of the mon is what? Is the whole Indian of Maimon Har Sinai. The mon is thus called Zot Rav Yitzchak Eisenhower because it took 50 days to go from Mitzrayim to Maimon Har Sinai, 40 days on top of Har Sinai to bring us down the Torah. Hence the juxtaposition, the mem and the nun, and that is the mon. So what Shaychus? Well, Moshe Rabbeinu is bringing us the Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu is bringing us the mon. What's the pshat? I think the understanding is Al Pi Rabbeinu Mechayin Es Hakdama to his Perush and Parshas. Friend of Rabbeinu Mechai, I don't understand David HaMelech until in Kapitel Yotes describes the Torah as Mesukim Yidvash V'Nofa Sufim. Torah sweeter than honey and the drippings of honeycombs. Asks Rabbeinu Mechai, one of our Gedolim Rishonim, says, Mani and Shemitah, it's Har Sinai, David HaMelech, which we know the Arizal says, every word of Tehillim was penned, Al Pi Ruach HaKodesh. David HaMelech, you're comparing apples and oranges. Mani and Shemitah, it's Har Sinai, the Torah sweeter than honey. I understand. Honey's the Dabar Gashmi. Yes, I know honey doesn't spoil, and Torah never spoils, right? And even honey, candy, how much can you eat after all? You get a little sick of it. You never get sick and tired of it. You can have tons and tons. Ayin Chavetz Chaim is one is a Gama. To his Sefer on Kochim, or he gives another marshal. But to Lamaisa, Frank Rabbeinu Mechai, what Shaychus? This is the Dabar Gashmi, this is the Dabar Ruchni. Explains Rabbeinu Mechai, you know why David Melch is comparing the Torah to Dvash? Sweeter than honey, he's telling us because when you're living on a certain Madrega, you recognize that all your Parnos is coming Ach Barakim and Shemaya, and the ultimate Parnosa, the way you Mefarnis the Guf, is Derech L'Torah. The ultimate Parnosa, HaShemayim, it's what? That is the Torah itself. That is what's Mefarnis the Guf. Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, he was Avastrom Nosen. Chetzi Lamalta, he was like a Malach. But Chetzi Lamalta, he was Bebechinus Bosmedom. So what did he do for 40 days and 40 nights? How did he eat? Zok to Rabbeinu Mechai. If you're holding an Azayim Adrega, then the Torah is your food. That becomes your food. Famous Orachayim Akodesh, Besof Yom of Moshe Rabbeinu. He says to Klai Yisrael, by Har Sinai, Lechem lo achalti, Mayim lo shasisi. Frank to Rabbeinu Mechai. It's redundant. Lechem lo achalti, Mayim lo shasisi. Moshe just states succinctly, lo achalti. I didn't eat that, I didn't drink. No. So the Or Chaim HaKadosh, Lechem lo achalti, because I ate the lechem called the Torah. Amayim lo shasisi, because I drank the mayim of the Torah. Ein mayim el Torah. Tainus dav zaynam and aleph babakama. Ayat zaynam and aleph. That's all I need. Ein mayim el Torah. Shemayim kotzim luchol mayim. That is my lechem. That is my mayim. So the Bein Mechaim. That's the pshat. It's not the pshat. The Torah is ruchni and the Dabar Gashmi. The ultimate kiyum aguf. The ultimate parnasa is what is the Torah itself. That's the way you sustain your goof even in a Gashmi stick of sense. This is the ultimate lechem. So it's Gevaldik, the same Moshe Rabbeinu who brings us the Torah. It's the same Moshe Rabbeinu who's bringing us our parnasa. And the parnasa is coming Ach Barak min Hashamayim, lechem min Hashamayim, Hashamayim Gematria 395, Gematria Mishnah, Gematria lechem times 5 with the Chamisha Chumshay Torah 395. Shamayim backwards is May Moshe. What's the May Moshe? The Mayim that Moshe provided came from Hashamayim. The Torah came in Hashamayim and the Mon came on Hashamayim. Interesting. The mon miraculously was mufla bein ayvar. What's the lesson in that? It's swallowed up and actually absorbed into the body. Phineas Taiti, that is the Torah. The same Moshe Beinu b'schuso, we got the Torah. B'schuso, we got the mon. That is Rabbeinu Mechai. That is my achila. Hence, the ultimate achila is when it's mufla bein oral. I have no need to go to the bathroom. I have to be motzi so. I don't need perish. I don't need a W. It's got to be mufla bein oral. You want to acquire the Torah. The Torah is your achila, and the Torah has to be mufla bein oral. It's got to course through your veins. It's got to sink into the blood. It's got to be mufla bein ayvarim. And now we understand all the ksharim. Lo nina Torah elo lo chayaman. Lo nina Torah lo makav sharis. Same way we don't know what the Torah is. The Torah is l'malam and aseich l'malam and azman. It's not given any day. Shabbos play vavam l'meish. Over Yossi and the Rabbanu, was he given a Bob Sivan and Zayin Sivan? Kuli amimodi de b'shabbos nina Torah. Well, Perkin Elazar says he was given an Erev Shabbos. There's no day, no zman. The Torah is l'malam and aseichel. L'malam and olam. Lo yodam anhu. The same way we don't know what the Torah is. We don't know what the mon is. You can't define it. It's one of one. the same. You should be holding on to Madrega, like Rabbeinu Mechai, where the Torah is the Parnosa, not just Mitzad the Ruchni, where it's the Parnosa Mitzad the Guf. That's why Rav Shimon Yochai, yes, Ashkenazim, we don't bask in this way, but we mentioned many times the Sfardim hold the Chachila. You can fulfill your obligations of Achilas Suda Shlishis Pesav Shabbos Ayyadei Divrei Torah. It's a Zohar Mefurish Parshas Emor Tzadayim and Aleph. You fulfill your Chiyav Shalshir's famous mice. They asked to Chaim Shulovit, some say it's a Chaim Brisker. They saw him eating a piece of gefilte fish, a piece of herring, Shalashudas. They said, Rebbe, the Zohar, you can fulfill it with a Divrei Torah. He says, yeah, but if I say Shtuk Torah, I'm sure you could slug me up. You can't slug up a Geshmak, a piece of gefilte fish. You can't slug up a piece of herring. You can't slug up that gefilte fish. He's that little fish swimming deep in the ocean with the little carrot on its back. You can't go ahead and slug up a gefilte fish. You can't slug up a beast herring this way. No. But the mice in the Sfardim hold, Ben Ishchai, Shalshus, real Poland, and your day, Chelakal, Simon, and hey, you could be Simon, Chachila, filling Shalshus. I post success, Vachlu, Ayom, Terences. Have you holding my Azabah drinking? The Torah is your Achila. It's not two distinct things. And it's Lechem and Shamayim, Otsi Lechem and Shamayim, Parnosa, Shamayim, Parnosa, Parnosa's down here. No. Oh, Parnosa, if you're holding my Damodre, everything comes from a Shemayim, a Shemayim 395, Parnosa 395, Mishnah 395. It's a Zelbazah. No, Yodamanu, you don't know what it is. You're right. If you're holding by the Madrigo, they were the Dordea, Dormakabli, a Torah. You don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. There's no Kashmir stick in the definition. It's Kula Ruchni. Torah is Kula Ruchni. The Mon Kula Ruchni. Moshe gives us the Torah, Moshe Beinu. Moshe gives us the Mon. This comes from a Shemayim. That comes from a Shemayim. Torah's got to be Muvla Bein Avorm. The Mon is Takamulun Leibor Mishpisech and Madrigo. For the Torah is Arachila Lech. Because we're eating the Torah, because we're drinking and imbibing every precious word.